IELTS Listening, version 30612. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a man asking an assistant in a bank about applying for a card. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to apply for a card from this bank if I can.
Right. In that case, I'll need to ask you a few questions and fill in an application form.
Uh-huh.
Firstly, do you want a credit card or a debit card?
I'd like a credit card.
The type of card requested is a credit card. So, credit has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to apply for a card from this bank if I can.
Right. In that case, I'll need to ask you a few questions and fill in an application form.
Uh-huh.
Firstly, do you want a credit card or a debit card?
I'd like a credit card.
All right, then. I'll just have to get some details from you. Can you tell me your full name?
It's Murray Atkins. That's M-U-R-R-A-Y, and then Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S.
Right. And where do you live?
53 Green Street.
Yes.
West Lake.
Sorry, what was the name of the place?
West Lake. That's two words.
Right. And what's your telephone number?
It's 9537-8082.
And your date of birth?
The 18th of September, 1978.
So, what's next? Oh, yeah. What's the name and phone number of your employer?
It's Summer Breezes Limited. The phone number there is 9481-5837.
Right. Now we can work out your credit limit. Can you tell me how much you earn per week after tax?
About $520. Oh, no, sorry. I've recently had a raise, so it's now $535.
And do you have any savings?
Yes, I've got almost $3,000 in the bank.
Right. And do you have any loans or debts at the moment?
Well, I'm still paying off my car.
How much do you still owe on the car?
There's still another $1,200 to pay.
Let's see. In that case, we should be able to give you a credit limit of $2,000.
Oh, that should be plenty.
Good. Finally, do you have any ID with you? Your passport or something like that?
I didn't bring my passport, but I've got my library card.
Oh, no. We need something with your photo on it.
How about my driving license?
That'd be fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10 on page 3. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Now I need to tell you about some of the terms and conditions of the credit card. They're all explained in this brochure, but I'll also tell you about the main ones.
Oh, could I just ask something first?
Yes, of course.
Do I have to pay to get the credit card?
Yes, there's an annual fee of $100. You can pay that fee off every month, every 6 months, or in one payment per year, whichever you prefer.
Uh-huh.
We just charge $5 for cash withdrawals. With some credit cards, there are also extra charges if you buy things in other countries and for additional statements, but we don't charge you anything for those.
Right. Oh, yeah. How do I find out about how much I owe?
The bank sends you a statement every month. Another advantage of using this credit card is that we also give bonus points for every transaction over $200. We now put those bonus points on your statement every 3 months. It used to be every 2 months, but we changed it.
Oh, I see. And what happens if I can't pay?
Well, if you're having difficulties, you should...
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.